You love this gun. One moment, sir.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with John?
Yes.
Great, John. My name is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. What
yes,
you make
sir.
It?
Just to verify, you're out of Idaho Falls. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I ran a scan online for painters near me, painting contractors, yada, yada, yada. The companies showing up right now are Johnson's Painting and More. We got Taylor to Painting. And what is this one? House Painting Idaho Falls. Have you heard of any of these companies?
Taylor, I have.
Okay.
And I think I have Johnson.
Okay. Okay. So there's just
Taylor,
a few
Taylor
that
I've seen.
Taylor, you've seen Taylor to Painting. The other one's House Painting Idaho Falls is how they have
house
it listed.
Painting.
Yeah.
Idaho Falls. Have they been around for very long?
13 reviews, says 5 years in business, and they don't currently have a website. So it looks like they're a bit newer. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
okay.
You seen them or so?
I just bumped into the paint store, the Taylor's vehicle and their crew.
Yeah, they've been in business a little longer, 10 plus years. It says 46 reviews online, and they have a website. Mm. So, what we wanted to talk to you about is basically ranking you up there with these guys on that first page of Google, and that's something you see value in, right, for your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I did run the analytics off the past 30 days within a 30-mile radius of you for keywords related to painters. It's going to have various different keywords like best painters, painters near me, you know, yada, yada, yada. It shows me a total, and this will probably go up too because spring's hitting, but it shows me the past 30 days of 1,214 searches on Google. Now, that doesn't mean you'll get 1,200 phone calls. You know, I doubt you'd want that anyways.
Right.
But I'm sure you would love to capitalize on a very small percentage of these clients searching where they're able to pick you and call you directly, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
So the whole reason I jumped on the line, John, is to go over pricing and program details. Before I get straight into that, though, I wanted to ask you if you had any questions for me, like on where you'll be listed or anything aside from pricing that I can answer.
Those questions where I'd be listed, I guess would definitely be part of that. So because pricing is, well, what are you getting for what you're paying for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the answer is where you're getting listed and whatever else that comes with it.
Right.
So those are the two, you know, the two upfront deal. That's the, what are you offering and what am I getting and what's it going to cost?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
kind of
to answer your question, this includes complete Google local optimization setup. So we're not talking about the sponsored section or the ads at the top. We're talking about the most popular section on Google, that mapping section. That's where Taylor is listed, Johnson's, those companies I went over. So you have a map pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure you've noticed everybody searching off of their cell phones now, right? They got them glued to their hands, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Convenience.
You're right. It's like you're walking around with a computer everywhere you go, you know, a little mini one. But
yeah.
when you search off of an iPhone and a desktop, for example, you get different results, okay? So being a Google Premier partner, we cover all your bases. Like we're going to make sure you show up for iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice search, and desktops. So we literally cover all your bases here, which is really important.
Okay.
Okay. And this will come with a directory submission package to the most popular directories in your area. And these are These are directories Google scans for, actually, which would include, like, Bing, Apple, Yelp, Yahoo, and Meta. So you'll be promoted on all those directories. Okay. Huh. Does that answer your question on where you'll be listed?
I think so. Directory, how would you define that word, directory? Is that like
Great question. So Google is a directory itself. It's just the main directory. That's where the majority of people go. So Bing is another directory. Like if your computer is set to, like Outlook, for example, right? Like if you have an Outlook computer, right? Like it's going to be preset to Bing, which is the second leading search engine. Yeah.
It's like, Chrome. Is that
Google.
The same as Google?
Correct.
Okay, that's Google's word for their search for their machine, for their directory.
Yes.
And then Firefox, Apple.
We do an Apple submission as well. Firefox, what that's going to do, that's attached to Bing typically, but you can have Firefox and go to Google still. You know, and that's what a lot of people do, because Google is like the household name, you know, like everybody knows it. We cover all your avenues, essentially, is what I was saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, one of the major benefits to this position, too, is it just became available within our company. Okay? So we are filling it today. Once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and all those search directories I mentioned, we're going to close off your category, meaning the painting vertical or category, okay? And we cannot work with anyone else in your specific territory who does what you do. Does that make sense?
Right. You do not.
It's like a non-compete.
I don't compete with someone in your company.
Exactly.
Of course, that's a good thing. I mean, I know there'd be others you have to compete with out there, but they wouldn't be within the company.
Correct. We don't want to take money out of any of our clients' pockets, right? And to keep our Google Premier partnership badge, we have to send that non-compete to our clients, you know?
Why do you do that? Is that a matter of a principle, or is that, what's that?
On Google, there's a limited amount of space, right? There's three companies that show in the map. There's 20 listings total. So part of the reason is it's literally impossible, depending off the amount of, like, companies you're trying to market. Like, if you got, like, 21 companies, then it would just flat out be impossible to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, for one specific area. But the second reason, too, is our success is your success, you know? So our main goal here is client retention and keeping you on long-term. We service the whole U.S. and Canada, so we have plenty of territory, right, to be able to cover for multiple categories. Mm-hmm. But for your specific category and area, we don't work with your competitors because, it wouldn't be beneficial for you, and it's not beneficial for us, if that makes sense, you know.
Okay. Yeah, be a conflict of interest, I guess.
It would.
If you see it that way.
Big time, big time. So that's the main reason, you know.
Okay.
Now, the way our rates work here is we make everything month to month, no contracts, okay? Your pricing, too, will be at a set flat rate of $299 a month. The program does come with a one-time setup fee to cover initial programming. That will be for $99. So your initial investment to get this started today will be $398, and then it's $299 per month after that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, one other huge factor, being a Google Premier partner, Google allows us to bundle their advertising with our services. The way that's going to benefit your company is we're not just going to target your local zip code. We're able to target your entire service radius up to a 50-mile radius max. Okay, which obviously jumpstarts your campaign, and it gets you results even faster. All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, currently, there is no website for the business, right?
Right.
Okay. Part of that setup fee does include a custom website design. Just so you have an idea of what we could create for you, what I'm going to do, I'm sure you have your own photos, right, of jobs you've done?
What was that again?
You have your own pictures, right, of, like, jobs you've done, your own photos?
Oh, yeah, I have some. I can increase that.
Perfect. Okay. So what I did is I sent you a text with a painting website in demo mode. It'll have, like, stock photos on there, but we're going to want to put your pictures. So I'll show you, like, where to load those, right? But this is just an example site. So we'll make it how you want it to look. Like, we'll use your business name, your logo, your photos, your description. Like, it's fully customizable, and it's included with the program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the beauty of this program, too, John, is it does come with a customized tracking and reporting system. From there, you're going to be able to see what keywords you're listed for. Okay, so, like, it'll show painter near me, for example. And it's going to show you how many clicks you're receiving for that keyword. It shows you the location and the amount of searches made, too, for those keywords. But most importantly, at least to me, it's going to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients so you can see this working, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever want to add keywords, right, like add any different services, run promotions, or change any content, you can do that from the assistance of your account management team, which would all start with me. I would be your account lead on this, and you could even do it from your tracking system yourself, at least the majority of it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So tell me, since everything's month-to-month here, no contracts, and all those services provided to give Martin Painting a much stronger online presence, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot, right?
So you didn't give me a figure for the advertising package, what that cost was for, like, including the, like, the website and that.
$299 a month? And there's a one-time setup fee of $99, so it's going to be
$3. Oh, so that was included today. So that was included in that amount that you're saying.
Everything's included. Okay. No surprise charges. Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, that's if it pans out. I mean, it's around $100 more than I'm currently getting charged, but what I'm currently getting charged for is a budget of leads. I'm working with a home advisor.
Okay.
I've been with them because of the quantity, because they've been around long enough. I don't like the way they've treated me or their contractors in general, because there are a lot of bad things, you know.
Yeah.
They're a big business. They know how to take advantage of the little guy.
Right.
You know,
right.
They give him enough business to keep him on, but they don't treat him with integrity, you know.
Yeah,
anyway,
one thing is they do send the lead to multiple companies. So one of the major differences is it'll be your name and number up there, so they're calling you directly, and you get an unlimited amount of calls. So, like, you're not capped out at a certain amount of leads, if that makes sense, you know?
Right, yeah. Well, my thing is I – you know, I've made a lot of good money, but I have a history of debt that I also have to cover. Mm. And my debt is big enough. It's not huge. I mean, it's not like $100,000 or $50,000 or anything like that. It's more like $20,000,
$30,000. Okay.
It's big enough at cost per month that I'm looking at, debt consolidation, and I'm finding when I start looking at that, it's not any better than my current situation, because my rates aren't that bad, but they're still, you know, you don't like them. They're a big chunk of interest going every time.
Right.
But I'm dealing with debt, and so, and my situation is working, but it isn't necessarily optimal. So I'll stop. I'm listening to you because I'm open to other things, but I am really not in a position to listen to you right now and to jump and say yes. I'm taking some notes, and if you'll send me some information, if I get a big and I'm looking at a big job, you know, I need something that's just going to jump me ahead a little bit, a job, because the way the jobs have been in the last more than a year is just enough coming to keep me treading, covering my back, my ass.
Right,
and,
right.
And I've had years prior to that when I made ten grand more that year without even trying. Well, this hasn't been one of those years. It's just been, and
we'll
a lot of,
help with
a lot
that
of painters are that way out there.
Yeah, because
I
Taylor's two painting, yeah. Johnson's painting, and more like the majority of people, they're going to those companies, right? And the cool thing, Taylor two painting, they're not even on the mobile platform from what I could see. So you would be able to outdo them too by, in terms of being submitted for iPhones and Androids, which is where the majority of the searches will be. But if you're kind of just like breaking even with everything, like I really feel like marketing on Google directly with us will be that thing that pushes you over the edge, right? Where you're getting consistent workflow, you know? And you've been doing this a while, right? It's 8 years, right? In business?
Right. Yeah, okay. I got good reviews on Home Advisor. If I had a way to transfer reviews.
Good. Yeah. You're going to want to start getting
those.
You
could do
Google.
That if I just, what if I was to rewrite those reviews in my own words? It's the same information, but it's not taken directly from them, but they're, I mean, that's my business. The reviews are about me. It's not about Home Advisor.
We can
none of those words about Home
website,
Advisor.
Right? Because I get this question all the time. I've been with the company for 8 years, so I'm really familiar with how the reviews work and stuff. We can't transfer them from Angie to Google, and you can't really rewrite them because it has to come from a Google account, either a Gmail or Google Workspace, right? So what you're going to want to do is start getting your reviews on Google specifically, because those stay with you. Like, whether you're marketing on there or not, those are your reviews to keep. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to, like, I have some clients that pay, like, Thumbtack or Angie Leads or Networks, right, really just to keep the reviews on there, right? And they're slowly working, getting everything on Google themselves, you know? And that's what really you're going to want to do, too. Like, it's good you have those reviews on Angie's, and we could display that, like, on your website, right? But you're going to want to essentially get them on Google, ultimately, because those are going to be yours to keep. You know. Okay.
Well, if I were to, I mean, I keep saying that to people like you, if you're confident that I would get jobs the first month that you signed me up, if I could pay you at the end of that first month or at the end of my first job, for example, then hell, I'd take it. I'd do it. But right now, I'm kind of like, okay. I'm walking out the door. I'm going for a job. I mean, I got called by one of my old customers, and he might have his father-in-law might have. He's got a big building he needs painted, and then so I'm going to be looking at a big. That's going to be a big job if I get that. And it just looks like I could. I have the connection of a current customer, you know, in alignment with it. But I'm a little bit – and also I'm hesitant, too, about – I've had this thing in my life of a lot of times making decisions quick and not having a – you know, you got to have some kind of internal knowing about it. You're doing the right thing. You're making the right decision. I just, you know, talk to you guys. There's a lot of scammers out there. I haven't had a way to check you out. So, I need to kind of check you out a little bit. I need to see some of your information. Give me a way to check you out. Have you guys been around for very long?
20 years. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. So see, I can check you out and you wouldn't mind me doing that.
Absolutely not.
I am interested because I don't like that Google always comes after me on this, on this issue. And they have been in the past anyway, pretty much constant pressure when, you know, they turn you right over to their agent guy to sign you up. Kind of like you did here, but you guys weren't as, you know, forceful or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just, you know, this is
that.
Business, you know.
Yeah.
And so, so you're toned down a bit. But if you're legitimate, and I don't mind me investigating, I am. I really am interested in getting away from a home advisor, but like I say, I made enough business 7 a year that it's been worth having to hang around, but I do not like the lack of integrity. I feel like my prosperity is limited because I'm working with a company that I don't believe in and trust. And even though lately it seems like they're making better decisions, I think it's because their tsunami of bad reviews is probably backlashing them. You know,
yeah.
The tsunami of how they treat contractors, and that's probably backlashing them. And so they're probably having to change some things because of lawsuits. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But what I did too, you brought up a lot of great points. You know, no problem looking us up too. We've been in business 20 years. We're a Google Premier partner. Like, we would love for you to look us up. I sent everything in writing to the martinpainting412@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Great. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Perfect. So it'll be titled.
Yeah, because
I don't have a website
for my business. Yeah, that's another plus. I don't have a website because you guys can facilitate that.
Right.
I do have a good local though, for that business.
Good. We want to push that for sure. Just so you know, because I heard you bring something up to you about starting with us and us charging later. So I've been asked that like multiple times. So I actually. Years ago, I even went to our CEO to ask, like, why we don't do that. So I'll share with you what he told me. So when you sign up with us, like, we purchase, like, your domain, we build out your website, we pay Google, we pay Meta on your behalf, right? We don't profit off of any of our clients until they've been with us for about 6 months, you know? So we make it month-to-month, no contracts, right? Because we're confident you'll stick this out with us, right? When you see
stick
the results, but we have no way to do like a free trial because of the overhead, like starting
you
it up for
a
you
upfront.
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
You
know? Right.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
like
well,
the
that,
website
that's
is
good.
Alone, like you have the domain cost, and then like our web developers, like normally sites go for around like $1,500, like on their own. But we include it at no additional charge because we want you to hit the ground running with this thing. You know what I'm saying? And there's less expensive web developers out there too now, but we use WordPress, which gives us a lot of flexibility on to make your website like really pop and get people to call because that's essentially the main goal. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Okay.
But yeah, that's why we don't do the free trials, unfortunately. You know,
that makes sense. I understand that. Yeah. And I understand that. And I know that even though, I'm paying, I got $200 on my other company that I'm paying for. And that's just a rough amount. If they don't send me any leads, I don't have to pay that. And that's the plus in it. If I have a bad month with you guys, I gotta come up with $300 to cover the month anyway, and that's rough. If I had to do that in my current situation, you know, if I had some savings and was on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it would be the hope that you could bring consistency into my business rather than a roller coaster of up and down. And
correct. Where you're showing up front and center, where those other companies are showing that I mentioned, right? That's going to help in itself there. And then from the ads we run, we anticipate 150 to 200 clicks monthly from that alone. So the whole thing about you getting business, it's inevitable. You just got to answer those calls and like go and land the jobs essentially. Like we can't do that part for you, but in terms of getting people to see you and call you, that's what this whole program is geared towards, you know?
and I have the option whether to take the job or the incoming job or not, right? I mean, if I have a reason, I'm not going to be charged for that if I don't take
it. There's no lead fees. Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay, good. That can be a plus because, see, can I open up my business in another zip code area outside my 50-mile radius? That's a question I have because I live close to a resort area, Jackson, Wyoming.
Okay.
And I've done business in there before, and it's very profitable because there's billionaires live there, for one thing. And so millionaires and billionaires.
So you'll need and a poor location local in that area. We'll need to check availability, too. Let me check. What area is it specifically? You said Jackson?
Jackson, Wyoming. I'm trying to think of zip code 83220.
Man, that's just under 52 in Jackson. It's crazy. I'm looking at it right now because it takes you all the way to Wilson if you do that full 50-mile radius for your ads.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's like right there.
You know? Oh, would I have to... No. Now, what are you saying?
Yeah. So I did your zip code of 83401. That's where you're currently out of, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So 50 miles from there takes you all the way to Wilson, which is just before Jackson, right?
Right.
We could add Jackson into the ads, no problem. I mean, it's literally.
Oh, because. Well, you see, what I might do is, I'm an exception as far as, you can tell I am because I don't have a regular website out there for my painting. I don't have business set up with, I'm just doing it through Home Advisor, which you can do that. Any little business can do that probably.
Right.
Right. Not putting themselves really totally out there. Well, I have another business as an artist, and I've been wanting to just kind of move that in. I kind of want to consolidate. Well, I need to consolidate what I do so it's not fighting against itself. Does that make sense?
That does. Mentally, tell me about the artist. So are you doing, is it like murals, or are you talking about like, you're doing like,
no.
Go ahead.
Well, no, it's, well, I can. I mean, and what I would like to, the reason why I want to kind of combine them is because it's simple that way for me. I can advertise the two together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, with a painting business, I probably wouldn't add art to that. But I could add to that, for example, under the details of what I actually do on a business, I could put feature walls.
Okay.
And
feature walls?
That's pretty big today. Yeah.
Got it. I'm thinking
about adding that to my business because that's pretty big. You know, I think that's popular today because people don't want to, they can't move or anything, then they want to jazz up their place. So.
Mm-hmm.
And a feature wall can do that, you know, and in an area, and whether it be in a private area or whether it be in their great room or whatever.
Right.
One of my clients proposed that to me simply because my background is in interior decorating and I'm an artist.
Really?
And I'm a colorist.
Okay.
So I have all these skills and talent that I can apply towards my painting business that I don't apply. I just offer it free, and I can still just continue to offer it free, and it's a sales pitch because it could be right up there on my website or whatever,
mm-hmm.
a new business card, you know, saying I'm a consultant, basically, because I'm an interior decorator by experience. I grew up in that business, mm-hmm. and I'm an artist, you know, and have all this color. I'm a colorist. My best friend is a master colorist, and he keeps telling me and his other students that I am a colorist because I have that built-in ability, you know, with color. It's just a natural kind of gift, you might say.
That's definitely unique and something you'd want to push because, you know, I talk to a lot of painters, right? a lot of them aren't actual like artists, right? Like they're just they paint houses, you know, they paint businesses, they're interior and exterior painters. So you doing feature walls and interior decorating and being a colorist, what is that specifically? I'm just curious. Is that like
you can arrange color relationships in painting or in whatever you're doing in a way that is naturally appealing to the aesthetic nature. So I have a high level of natural aesthetic attunement. It's kind of a soul thing, you know. It's kind of a soul thing. It's not mental. A person can, you can't learn this. Someone can't teach this. It's a gift.
Yeah,
they can. You can learn a lot about color, and you can do a lot of good things with color. But you can't teach the gift of color. It's built in, and of course, it needs to be developed in me because I haven't really accepted that I was an exceptional in color until recently. Until my mentor told me, if you see his work, you'll know why he's a colorist, because you see his paintings and they're just overblown with this color. Some of his paintings are overblown with color and they're more exaggerated, but then some of his, they look like a museum painting because of they're so rich. Museum quality work.
That's going to make you unique and push you over the top and make some people, it might be the reason they pick you, you know? So I'd highly recommend we add that, like, to your website, you know, like, about feature walls, even if you want to push a little interior decorating, you know, the whole, we could do a description on colors, because, I mean, you're telling me about it, and I still probably don't fully understand it, but if I'm able to look at a website, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it.
I just have a perception about it because it's not necessarily a clear thinking, because I'm still kind of young. I look at my history as an artist, and color has always been, a full spectrum of color in my paintings. Not a full spectrum meaning put every color in there. I mean, a sense of if there's not enough. See, color is vibration one against the other. They have a creative vibration, and that brings energy, and vibration is life, you know, and so you bring life into a painting by the proper color relationships that vibrate and bring that alive. And I have this sense in looking at a painting that it's just dead. Like if it was just black and white, for example, it seems dead compared to one that's, you know, next to it in color.
So
if you have the right colors, not just color, but you have the right colors, it comes alive. Yes, but more than that, you're drawn into it because of that. So if you've had three paintings next to each other, one black and white, one just has color, whatever color, and then you have a third one that has the right, a gift of color, you know, a person that did it with a gift of color, they're going to choose the third one.
So you'll see like in the site, the demo site I sent you, there's like multiple pages on it. So we could add a page, right? Basically, like, displaying all that stuff, man. I think it'd be key to drive you in more clients and make it more consistent, you know? How do you feel about getting all this started, though? Like, how does this sound
well,
to you?
I feel good. I feel it could be a right move, but I kind of need to chew on it because I need to make sure I know what you're giving me. I don't have the greatest memory, so I need to get it plugged into me. And I shouldn't say that I don't have the greatest memory. I do have the greatest memory. Because whatever
you
say,
you
create it,
right? I thought
you did,
for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Got that recall kicked in. But
yeah.
Anyway, I'm very
you want to see it.
Young at heart.
You want to see it. Yeah, no, I get it 100%. So what I'd recommend, okay, I shot you the email with the full outline of the program. I sent you the text too, which has my direct line and extension on it. We're really, as a company, we're really strict about working with one company per industry in a targeted area. So let's say you review everything. You're like, man, I really want this. You know, that job lands. Like, let's say all the stars align, right? All you got to do is either text, email, or call me. First thing I'll do is check availability, and then we'll just kind of take it from there. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So what are the chances that the availability might not be there?
I've been here 8 years. I've seen like categories and areas go in one phone call, and I've seen them take months to fill depending on the season and stuff. So it really just depends. I don't have like a definitive answer for you on that. But what we do have is like we have a pre-qualified candidates list that our team will work off of, right? The person you spoke to before me, her name's Mary. She's part of like the mapping coordinating team. So basically she gets that pre-qualified candidates list. They call, they make sure, hey, this will be a good fit. You have good like reviews online, yada, yada, yada. And they send it over to my side, which is like the account management side. And I go over all the details, right? Pricing, blah, 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 right? And then I set up the account. So,
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Did you look at my reviews before you talked to me or what?
Yes, sir. So you have a 4.6 rating is what I have in, on file for you. But like you mentioned, those reviews they're all on Angie's, you know? So ultimately you're going to want to start getting those on Google, which is a big part of what we do, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I know I've got one review on there that probably brings it down from being, you know, to being closer to a 5. And that was the day that I was having to deal with new glasses and I hadn't even gotten them yet. But, anyway, that's just another story. I don't mind having one bad review, but there's reasons and that has to do with one thing that, if the person's is that no one's going to please them, and then if you're having the contractor's having a rough time too, that's the mix for a bad review.
it's inevitable. Sometimes they're going to happen. You know, the big thing is we give you strategies on how to respond to them too, and you want to keep getting more 5 stars, which is what will like kind of bring it back up. You know, but again, on Angie's, like let's say you stop using them in the future, right? You're going to lose those reviews. So really, like, you want to get those on Google. We want to start pushing that on Google, and we do that by creating you, like, a link that you could send clients. We'll put it on your website, too, so, like, you could literally just ask them to go to the website and leave the review, right? There's a review link. And we even create custom QR codes, which, like, you know, everybody loves those nowadays. So, you know, most of my clients – like when you go to redo your business cards, you'll want to put the QR code on the business card. That way they can literally just scan it and then it'll pull up the reviews and makes it easy on them to leave one, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Using the technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correctly. I'm not great on technology. I started out excited about it, but then after a while, it's just I've gotten the obsessive side of me that I'm working on that side of me, by the way, shrinking it. And so it means shrink the technology. But what I want to do is hold on to the technology that I'm actually using for business and let go of the fluff stuff that's really just trying to reprogram us into AI.
That's the thing about technology too. Like, it's really hard to, cause it's always changing, you know, like even Google, like their algorithms and stuff, right? Change. So like we do this all day, every day, and it's a collective team effort. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have a website development department. We have our Meta department, our Google ops, you know, so it all kind of works in conjunction and make it a well-oiled machine. But if, like, one person's just trying to, like, do all this, like, it's a lot to take on, you know?
And AI, so I'm okay with that. I mean, we're already using it so much, it's crazy. It's just that when it can't do the other half of life, which is actually the part of life that created this part of life.
Human interactions and being there.
It can't be the heart, it can't be the love, it can't be the... you know, the passion, it can't be, it has to create it from the mind.
Right,
so
right. But it does help with streamlining things to figure out how to get you better results. So, you know, everybody utilizes it somewhat, but I agree 100%. We can't completely substitute, you know, like, with AI,
right,
for sure, you know.
And that's what it wants to do. That's the controllers, I mean, the dark side, you might say. They
right.
want to turn us into robots.
Yeah.
That's what
no,
they're working
you.
On, of course.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Let them do it. They're just going to go down one last time when we're done using them.
Yeah. Good luck to you guys, man. I'm
well,
on
Gus,
your team,
thanks
man.
For
go
taking
robot.
Up. Yeah. Thanks for, for sure. I mean, maybe we'll have a little robot someday that someday have a little robot. Who knows? But
yeah,
I'll be
they're
grateful
all doing
for
the
it.
Painting jobs and stuff. You know, like
right.
Yeah,
that'll be my crew, little robots.
Yeah. There you go. Then you don't have to worry about finding help. You know, like
Then,
you know, check it out. It has a bunch of links on there. We were even featured on NBC years back, so it has like that clip and stuff. So check it out.
Uh-huh.
You can email, text, or call to check availability, and then we'll just take it from there. Okay, John?
Okay. Well, who are your competitors then, as far as
We have multiple. There's multiple digital marketing companies out there. You know, there's like Orange SEO. There's Townsquare Interactive, who is also a premier partner, but they, you know, they what do you call it? They offsite a lot of their work. So they don't have like the web development department in house. So a lot of one of the major differences with us compared to a lot of our competition is everything we do is in house. So any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. And we even give you full access to your listings, right? From your dashboard, which a lot of these other companies don't do, you know? Like you literally, because we're Monday through Friday, right? Let's say it's the weekend, it's Saturday, and you're like, man, I really want this this change on my website. Like, I really just want this photo ahead of that one or whatever. You have full access to your website from your tracking system. So you have a web editor on there where you could actually make the change yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
During working hour, you call and we'll do it live over the phone with you. You know what I'm saying? So really, like, the major difference with compared to us and our competition from what I've seen.
Well, let me ask you, are you working with any artists that you're promoting?
So a lot of our company, like one of our biggest clients is Extra Space Storage. We do all their online marketing. Another one's Vivint. We have, like customer referrals in our, email that I sent you, right? But we don't have a lot of artists, to my knowledge, like, where you're actually, like, pushing, like, art galleries and, like, art. For
fine art, that's a whole different world.
It really is, you know, and
there's only a small
that's more, like,
people,
nationwide,
a small group of people.
Too.
Yeah,
I would assume, you know, so we focus more so on, like, contractors, you know, so, like, you're painting, right? And that's what I was telling you, I talk to a lot of painters, right? So you being an actual artist, right, is a big niche that you could push that I feel could put you over the top. So, you know, that's why I think it'd be really beneficial to add all that to your website because a lot of these painters don't have that. So that might be the thing that, you know, and it could bring you, like, you know, custom murals, you know, like you said, those feature walls and, yeah, you know, like, that would be really big, I feel like, too. But to answer your question, we don't have a lot of fine artists or any, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't have to go there. It's like, I really feel good in talking with you about consolidating my art into the business with my painting business. But the painting business is going. It's the thing I need to promote. And then, the art is like, you know, that will, is a tangent. It can, if there can be a link, that's enough. I have a website for art, but I totally got it going and I put in thousands of dollars towards getting it going. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. The fact, I don't like the way, it pushes me into a whole bunch of little, buttons I got to do to make it work, even though they're giving me all this up front. I'm paying for it too, but I haven't created the inventory for it. In other words, I have to burn the candle at both ends to get our business going. And that's what I'm going to have to do. I did this 10 years ago just to get my painting business going. Now I need to do it again to get my art business going. And that is to, like, get up in the middle of the night and paint, make sure I go to bed early so I can include both businesses in my schedule daily.
Right.
To create the inventory for art, because I need the inventory or I don't have any product to sell, you know?
Right. No.
I don't have a product to go on my website. I just have old paintings that are great, but they don't I'm not promoting them. They have to have a marketing scheme.
What's the website for the painting company? The fine art.
What's
one?
That?
What's the website for? Go ahead.
Is John Martin Fine Art Online.com. It's a long one, isn't it?
It is. But the cool thing is, like, usually people just click the link. John's J-O-H-N, right? Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
There you go. It's got, like,
yeah,
the
go look at it. You'll
Statue
find out.
Of Liberty right there, right? With the
right.
flag around here. That's
yeah, and I do, I mean, I do everything. I through the years, I just do whatever anyone wants painted. Well, that's fine. A lot of artists do that, and that's typically what you find in galleries. Someone who has the ability to draw accurately and put it down. Well, a lot of people have that. But myself and my mentor, we're going beyond that with the color thing. It's layers of color. It's like what old masters did and knew, and it's not presented to regular art people because it's just too much for their minds to grasp, and it's a dying art. But he's kept it alive from his mentor, and he's passed it on me because, well, I've been slow. I've dragged my feet for 25 years since I've known him because I've been and just struggling to make a living. And I didn't do it before my family came along, so I had to do what was available to take care of my family. So I'm like the mother who had to raise all of her kids, and she couldn't put any time into her talent until she was done with it.
Right.
I'm putting
these are really low prices too, right? Like $12.85. Like, I feel like that's
well,
pretty
those are for prints.
Basically. Oh, those are prints. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
none of that's for the original pieces. Even though some of those original pieces are already sold, but
our original
pieces are, you know, hundreds and thousands. So
okay.
But that thing that's up front is why I set up the website, because it was before this last election, and I wanted to get it out before then, and so I put the money into the website and set it up. But I have a feeling I didn't have time to set up my own website, so I went with this company. ASF, and they market and everything. You have to pay extra for it, but they'll do all your marketing for you. They have a whole structure of marketing that, yeah.
Yeah, they made it e-commerce and stuff too. Yeah, the website is nice.
But I would like to make it more personalized. I haven't done that. I don't like the fact that they put it up right up front, and I think they've taken it down now. 20% discount, you know, because it cheapens your art. You don't want to throw a discount on an art website right up, on a fine art website right up front.
They
took
it down. Yeah, I don't see it up there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And then they put it right to that Freedom painting, because it was also putting right behind that discount a painting I did of Clint Eastwood. Again, that's not my website. You know, I think they took that down and put the Freedom thing up there. And I didn't even ask them to, because I wasn't sure how to connect with them. And that's what I'm talking about. You have to go through so many security hoops to get through what you need to do to communicate to who you need to communicate. I can't do all those loops. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I wasted all this money setting them up. And maybe I'll continue to have that website, but it's going to be shrunken down to the minimal thing, if I can work with them. But I got to get my footing on the ground and converge these two businesses in the right way. And I think this is an approach to put the painting business
right up front.
Yeah, we'd
like to help you with that too, you know? Like, you kill two birds with one stone, you know, because obviously the painting jobs, right, are going to be more like now, right? Like, get interior, exterior paint jobs, and then if you're able to push the fine art, and it just kind of get the name out there too, you know? Like, especially if people are, like, pushing for, like, custom murals, I feel like. Like, That's a big one.
Right.
Those people are probably going to be more into art too. So getting
feature walls, and cube murals.
I think it'd be really good for you, you know, and it's something we'd have to play with too, but we could definitely add it to the website and even a link to, we could make our site e-commerce too, where they're able to like if you have a list of products, we could put them on your site where they're able to pay you for them, but we don't take payment for you. So you have to have like either QuickBooks or something set up where you're able to take payment, you know, and we just attach it to the site, you know, if that makes sense. But we can definitely help with all that for sure.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, that's good to know because I'd appreciate any of you who have knowledge in the technological and marketing realms, any ideas and input and anything that can happen in, along those lines, you know, that's progressive and has results. And so, you know, as I look into this here a little bit and then we can talk again, you know, and find ways to give this a try, I think.
Yeah. The big thing with that part would be you just list the products, and then you have to, like, they'll go over the plugin with you. Like, some companies use, like, PayPal Business, some use QuickBooks, like, whatever. We just attach the plugin. So, like, let's say they want this painting, right? It'll, like, let's say X painting. They purchase X painting, like the Liberty one, right? And then they pay for it, and then it alerts you, right? But obviously, like you said, you need to have the products ready and stuff, you know? But
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, and I've
can play
been really,
100%.
I've been really grateful for these two, Easy Pay, Venmo or Zelle.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
it shows
can
up right on your, shows up right on your phone.
Yeah, to your,
it's so
to
easy.
Your website
but,
as well. Yeah.
If there was a way, and I don't know what if a company does it, there would be really great service if a payment company could be the mediator that would receive payment and then hold it until product had been mailed, and then by the acknowledgement that product had been mailed, payment then would be released. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly
a secure
what you're saying.
Way
I'm not sure what
product.
Does that, though. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
What, like, I feel like eBay does
that
or something.
Deal.
That would be huge,
yeah.
For sure. You know?
With art. With art especially, because you have these expensive paintings going, and you don't, you know, who does what first? You know,
right.
I require 50% deposit, you know, on anything. But, the customer, they would certainly appreciate some mediary company that would hold us.
That would be huge. I'll try to keep my ears open for that, you know, if I hear anything about it. But to my knowledge, you know, and again, we don't work with really, you know, like fine art companies. So, but I'll definitely keep my ears open because that like if you're purchasing like a multi-$1,000 piece for sure, like you want to know, okay, it's being shipped and then the mediator holds it and then pays the ship. You know, that makes a lot of sense for sure. You know?
Yeah. Because online marketing, that would be really important, really big. I don't know why it isn't happening, unless it is, and I don't know it.
Well, a lot of, like, for us, for, like, contractors and stuff, right? Like, you guys go, you give an estimate, right, do the job, and they pay you. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why we don't really – but fine art's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Shipping
things. Yeah, it's different.
That's totally different
you got a product.
For sure.
Shipping a product. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you hear something, you could let me know.
Yeah, I got you. I'll keep my ears open for that for sure. You know, always like learning new things.
You know? Yes, expanding our universe.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Danny, thanks for your educate me on your program there, and I'll look at what you sent, and we can talk again. In a few days or whatever else I can call you. Is your number there somewhere? Or
yeah, it's at the bottom of the email, and I shot it to you via text message, too. It's my first, last name, company name, and direct line and extension here.
Yeah, I like talking to you because you got a good, loud voice, and it's not skewed with some dialect.
I appreciate that.
I can. You're very clear about what you're saying. And you speak in a good tone, good loud voice.
Thank you.
But
Thank you.
Some people coming from other places, I have a hard time with our dialect, And I can understand why that would be an overall issue because, you know, America's a melting pot. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Another discussion for another day. No.
Yeah.
Great talking to you, John. 100%, brother.
All right. You too. Talk to you later.
All right, sounds good. Bye.
Bye-bye.